Great evening, folks. Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's approximately 12:21 here in Columbia, Medellin. I'm back in my second residence here, having a good time. And I'm live again. And tonight, we're going to do another Q&A. And if you guys don't mind, can I get somebody to record this rant for me? Unfortunately, the past few rants have been deleted and ended by Instagram for some reason. So if I can get someone to record this for me, I would truly appreciate that. Okay? Just record it for me and send it to me later just in case I get cut off, just in case the live get ended, okay? Just somebody out there is drinking some haterade, I guess, but it's okay. But listen, hey, I'm Wesley Virgin. I'm a young black man from Houston, Texas. I just moved to Columbia, Medellin. It's my second home here. And I am a self-made millionaire, and I spend my late nights with people like yourself to pick my brain, to ask me questions about manifestation, about success, about the mind, about emotions, about business, and how you to become very wealthy. Listen, we're in living in the area of the AI, artificial intelligence, and let me tell you something. Listen up. If you're not tapping into what AI has to offer, if you're not exposing yourself or even trying to learn what AI can do for your business, for your companies, and for your life, then you're going to be left behind. You're going to fail, because AI is going to not only allow businesses to be successful, AI is going to take the jobs of millions and millions, tens of millions of people, okay, in so many different industries. AI is becoming so advanced, it's almost in everything right now. And, you know, many of you are not paying attention, and I get it. Some of you don't know what to do, what to look for. I would say do your research on YouTube, watch videos, and find out how you can use it to tap into it, to automate your business, to start a business, and to probably realize that some of your jobs, some of your positions right now will be obsolete, okay? It will be obsolete in the next 5 to 10 years. What's next here? Questions for me. Orange, Texas is in the house. What's up, Keaton? Orange, Texas. Go ahead and leave your comments below, your names. Post your questions. I'm here for you to pick my brain, whatever you want to know. I'm very direct. I'm brutal. I'm honest. I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for you to invest anything. All I want you to do is to invest your time. If it's a part of you to feel that you need this, if it's a part of you to feel that you had some type of mentorship, someone to show you the way, well, I am the way right now. I'm here for a reason. I truly believe that everything in life happens for a reason. So it's a reason why you're listening to my live. It's a reason why you're sitting there, laying there, listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth about what I can do for you to help you succeed faster. Okay. Genius, how are you? Ariana, how are you? Queen, how are you? Moj, how are you? Ali, how are you? Can I please come work for you? Well, what are you going to do for me? Hey, Leon, how are you? Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to give you guys a tour. Hopefully tomorrow. The internet is not the best. I have to get my assistant to go purchase a Wi-Fi extender. So it's a huge penthouse, 7,000 square foot. So she's going to purchase that tomorrow. So hopefully I can go live and give you guys a tour. It's absolutely just stunning. I love it. It's perfect, honestly. I love it. Hey, Noel, how are you? What's next? Questions here. Hey, Turk, Ruger, one time, I am the GOAT. How much was the penthouse? It's $5,000 US per month. It's not that bad, Elizabeth. Honestly, in Colombia, it's pretty inexpensive out here. You may ask, well, Wesley, why are you out here? Well, I tell people I'm on a sabbatical, but let me tell you the real reason. I am just here to disconnect, and I put myself in an environment where I have a staff, I have a shelf, I have a assistant, I have a maid, and I have a driver, okay? And it's just me in this huge place here. And every room is catered to my personality, to my mood, because, well, this year is going to be astronomical year financially in business for me and my team. I have some huge things that I'm going to be sharing with you. So I need to put myself in a zen space. I call it monk mode. Like no sex at all. I'm not out there playing around with girls. I'm not going to clubs. I'm just here going to the gym, and that's it. And eating very well and just meditating and working. I'm very focused. No one knows me out here. I'm separating, I'm isolating myself, and I'd be out here for a year or two, okay? Building something extravagant that's gonna be life-changing for hundreds of millions of people here, okay? Hey, how are you? Thank you so much, Alex. Alexander, much love to you. I'm in Medellin, and I've been writing to you. Oh, really? You're in Medellin? Well, send me a DM. If you're in Medellin, I'm here. I'm always open to meeting people, and the Medellin culture out here, they're so nice, so kind. They have really welcomed me. Even though I don't speak Spanish, poquito, everywhere I go, I have to force myself and compel myself to speak Spanish. Like today, I went to the gym, Body Tech, and I need to renew my membership. And no one speaks English. So they're looking at me, I'm looking at them. So I had to compel myself to speak Spanish. And one thing in Colombia, people out here, they don't want to speak English. Like, they don't want to try. If you don't speak Spanish, they don't want nothing to do with you. So I like that because it forces me to learn it, to learn the language here. And that's what I want to do. I'm frustrated. Nothing is working out. Well, that's just your perception. That's just your opinion. I'm pretty sure something is working out. I mean, you're on this live right now. That's working out for you. You have a bed to sleep on. You probably have a car to drive. That's working out for you. So remember, whenever you use debilitating language like that, like, that's not working out, why is this happening to me? Just think about a whining baby. Because that's what whining babies do. You know, they whine and cry, bitch, about things. That's my toy. Give it back to me. Well, that's not fair. Well, you're not a baby. You're not two. Like, you're 42, 52. So stop acting and emulating the behavior of babies, okay? And you're an adult. So stop using that type of language, such as nothing's working out. Something is working out in your life, okay? You're just not focusing on it. How much was ours? I've had questions for me here. Hey, Wesley, why no sex? Well, I mean, if my boo come visit me, of course, I'm going to put her on the wall, on the glass ceiling, of course. But sex is a distraction. Okay? It's a distraction. Like, if my woman is here, that's different. But she's not. She's not in Colombia. So, but it's a distraction, honestly. And I don't need any type of distractions. And the only woman that I want to make love to, well, she's not here, right? So that's the only vagina that I want. I don't want any other. I don't want it. I just really don't, honestly. So right now, she's not here. So I'm working. And, you know, when you're celibate, when you're not just thinking about women, You can really focus your energy in ways that I just can't explain to you. You have to experience it for yourself. And I know some of you men are not going to do it, but that's okay. But it's very powerful. I'm a completely real profile, and you can prove it.
Okay.
I didn't say you wasn't real. Okay. What's next here? Questions here. Questions. Hey, WV. Hey, Candido. How are you doing? I'm doing well. Do you have any digital marketing course? Yes. I have a course that's called Online Millionaire Mastery. I created this course after I made my first million because, as you may be aware, I created a digital product which allowed me to make millions of dollars. Then I created a course. It's a very simple course. It's not complex. It doesn't have 20 and 30 weeks of content. I just keep it real, honestly. You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. Like in the videos, I just tell you what you need to do to make money. That's it, honestly. No filler videos, and I'm only talking about what's necessary to create wealth. Okay? I would love to meet you. Okay, I'm here. I'm right here. Okay. I got you. How is life after 40? Elizabeth, who said I was 40? Elizabeth, stick out your hand right now. Stick it out. I'm gonna punish you. I'm gonna slap your hand. Who's 40? I'm 24. Stop it, Elizabeth. Uh-uh. Stop it. Hey, Rockstar Roxy, how are you? I'm doing very well. What's next here? When are you coming back? When am I coming back where? To Houston, Texas? Never! Nunca! I'll be back in a few months. Yeah, I'll be back. And my daughter runs track, so... And of course, you gotta go see my boo, of course. So, I'll be back soon. But I'll be here on the rant for sure. I thought you were 25. Smart. Keisha Martin, I like you. Hey, Tammy, how are you? Hey, Jane Fisher, how are you? Shorty, how are you? Sky. Sky High Martin Marketing, how are you? Hey, Muhammad, how are you? Questions here. Listen, let's get deep tonight. Can we go deep tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind? Can we go deep tonight? I know some of you, you know, listen, I do appreciate, I'm very grateful that many of you spend your time at night, you know, talk with me or conversating with me and leaving comments. But that's address what's holding you back from becoming who you want to be. I had a conversation with my Colombian assistant tonight. She's 24 years old. And I gave her some homework before I left. I said, you know, write down your goals. Like write down what you want. And she says, well, I want enough money to do what I want to do. And I said, what do you want to do? And how much money do you need? And she said, oh, I don't know. And I said, well, it's important. You can't just say I want enough money to do what I want to do. You have to be very specific about what you want. And that's why I'm here to help you guys. Because some of you are confused and uncertain. Some of you are scared. But I can help you with that. But if you don't ask questions, then I can't help you. Then you'll always be where you always are. Like, you'll never make progress. Okay? I'm here to help. We're family here, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for sharing and liking this as well. Hey, make sure someone is recording this video for me if you don't mind. Okay? What's next? What are the regrets you have in your life? No regrets, Elizabeth. I don't have any regrets at all. And if anybody ever asks you that question, you should not have any regrets about what you have done in your life. Okay? Let me tell you why. To regret something is to purposely feel bad about something that already took place. Like, it doesn't serve you to feel regret about what you did because you did it. So to feel bad about something that you did in the past, how is that going to serve you? It's not. It's going to make you feel like shit, right? You're like, oh, I can't believe I did that. Can't believe I married that person. Can't believe I went to jail. Can't believe I did this. Okay. Listen, you did it, okay? So saying what you, so you know, stating that you can't believe you did it, well, believe it because you did do it. Just own up to it, take accountability, and do better, okay? But you should never regret anything. It is what it is. It's nothing to regret, because to regret something is to feel bad in a moment about something that took place in your past. I don't regret anything. I'm fantastic. I'm perfect. I'm amazing. I'm awesome. I'm confident. Strong. I'm a fucking king. You hear me? Wes, what's your end goal? You want to hear? Listen up, Leon, and everybody that's listening to my voice right now. My end goal is for you, and when I say I mean all of you, to help you have the tools so you can get what you want out of life. That's my end goal. My end goal is hundreds of millions of people giving me credit around the world and saying, you know, based off this weird black man from Houston, Texas, self-made millionaire, talking in the dark at night to me, like he knows me, like he's my brother. That man said something that allowed me to live my dream. That's my end goal. I want to see hundreds of millions of people say this, tweet about it, post about it, TikTok about it. That's the end goal. And it doesn't matter if I ever reach it, but I'm going to keep climbing until I do. Okay? What's next here? I love you too, Tammy. Hey, Sunshine, how are you? Hey, I want to get back my medication, my meditation connection. I feel I got lost. When you say you got lost, Tish, where are you? What do you mean when you say that you're lost? What happens to voice? What? Okay, questions here. I got you, SVGO. Hey, K. Michelle, how are you? Marianne, how are you? Much love to all the queens out there. I've never seen you with a bunch of friends that inspire me the most. Yeah, let me talk about that. You know, people do ask me about, Wesley, you spend so much time by yourself. Why do you do that? You know, when people watch me, you know, I drive these fancy cars. I got these big-ass penthouses. You know, you'd think I would have a, I don't want to say this word, but a pussy palace, you know. Like, I could just have women coming in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Easily. I mean, honestly, I could live that life. But honestly, I just have no desire to do that. I've never had a desire to be that type of man, to be very honest with you, even though I know I can do it with ease. And the reason why I spend more time alone with myself is because most people that I meet, or even just majority of the world, man, they're just different. And listen, you know, I'm not here to throw rocks at people and criticize, but people are very interesting. And most people I don't want to have conversations with. Most people I don't want to even be around. That's why I talk online all the time, because I prefer not to talk to people in person, because the conversation is not going to serve anyone. Okay, think about this. You might think, why you don't have a lot of male friends? First of all, why do I want to have a lot of male friends? For what? And you might say, well, you can learn from them. I can learn from myself. Anything that I want to know, I can learn it from. I don't need a bunch of guys around me to learn something. And you might say, well, you need a brotherhood. For what? I have a brother. I have one brother. He's younger. What do I need a brotherhood for? Well, you need someone to talk to. I can talk to myself. If I'm going through anything in my personal life, I can talk to myself. So why do I need a bunch of men around me? You know, I never really understood that. You know, men, they have all these entourages. I have one best friend, and it's a reason why this young man is my best friend. I explained that before. His name is Hermie, right? And I'll tell you later why he's my best friend, why I selected him. And it took a very long time for me to consider this man my best friend. I just think it's just ridiculous, honestly, just for men to have a bunch of male friends. Just for what? Now, I get it. If you all do the same thing, y'all inspire each other, that's great, you know. But I don't know. To me, just like, you're not going to see me at the guy's house talking about, oh, I'm going out with the guys. I'm hanging with the guys. I just don't even want it. For what? Because what do the guys do together? Think about it. Whenever a man said, hey, we're going out with the guys, we're going out with the guys to go do what? Maybe go chase women. I mean, what else you going to do? Go play pool together? You know, I don't know. And I don't want to do that. If I want to go chase women, I can do that by myself, first of all. Make sense? Now, women, you may ask, you know, why don't I want to be around a lot of women? Now, first of all, I love women. I think that was God's gift to the planet here. And I love being around women. As a matter of fact, I employ women, beautiful women. It's important. It makes me feel good, you know, just beautiful women. I love it. Just I love women's energy. But I don't need a bunch of woman girlfriends. Honestly, I don't need that. Let me tell you why. And I'm going to be honest, I've done that before. You know, have a bunch of women or whatever. But listen, it's exhausting. Any man that have had more than 2, 3, 4 women all at the same time, right? It's exhausting because you have to manage them. You got to manage your lies. You got to talk to them about this. I mean, it's just insane. And I don't want to do that because I have businesses I have to run. I have a livelihood, a legacy that I'm building. And I don't have time to be thinking about this person and trying to manage all these women, trying to make sure each woman don't. No, I don't have time for that shit. Absolutely not. This is ridiculous, right? So I don't do that. So you're not going to see me around a bunch of women. Only if they work for me. Yeah, and it's cool. But as far as dating a bunch, I don't need that. Absolutely not. Okay? It's emotionally exhausting. So that's why I spend more time by myself. And I'm very selective on who I choose to be around me. Okay? When you see me driving in my luxury and my cool cars, I'm by myself. I'm always alone. Anytime I show you guys my life, it's always somebody, my staff, somebody that works for me. Okay? You're never going to see me around a bunch of guys hanging around. You're never going to see me around a bunch of women and, you know, trying to act like, oh, these are all my girls. Nah, I don't need that shit. All I need is myself. And I'm very selective of the people that choose to be around me because I don't want to have useless and futile conversations. If I'm going to have a useless conversation, it would either be with my children or my significant other. And with those people, they're not useless conversations. Those are actually conversations that I want to have. But most people, I don't. Does that make sense? What's next? And the more money you make, to me, the more intellectual you become. And when I use the word intellect, I mean, the more you understand people, the less you want to be around them. Think about it. You know, I was thinking about, you know, when you make money, you know, you can go to the club because you want to get the section and, you know, you want to be the big man or whatever. You know, I did that, right? And I'm just sitting there and I'm looking, I'm observing all these people. And I'm thinking to myself, this is just ridiculous. I'm in a club, loud music. I don't drink. Everybody's drinking. You can't have a decent conversation with anyone. You know, and it's just music blaring for 3-4 hours. I'm not going to dance. So it's like, what am I doing here? And I'm just observing all these idiots. Honestly, the club people, they're idiots. And you might think I'm being derogatory, but listen, I mean, they're either doing drugs in the club, drinking too much, falling over each other, fighting, arguing, fussing, crying. It's insane. It's like a movie. It's insane. You go to a club, you'll see what I mean. And I don't want to be around insane people. Okay? Honestly, I want to be around people who have some sense. Right? The clubs and bars, these are like senseless people. They drink because, well, they want to have an out-of-body experience. They don't want to think about whatever is going on in their life. So they drink so they can be who they really want to be anyway, which is a damn fool. And I don't want to be around damn fools. Absolutely not. Just don't want to. What's next? Questions here. You must be selective. Absolutely. What do you focus on while meditating? Sometimes nothing. Sometimes just my breathing. Do you get bored of the monotony? No, never. I never get bored. I love to play chess. I love to read books. I watch Love is Blind. I watch Married at First Sight. Hang out with my boo. Talk to my children. Travel the world. I'm never alone. And honestly, I don't have to be alone. If I want a visitor, it's not that difficult. I prefer to be this way. I love it. Because I love my own company. Okay? And if I need some company, I know who to call. And it's not Ghostbusters. Wes, can you talk about how important it is to talk to yourself? It's very important to talk to yourself. It's extremely important. Because at the end of the day, you are all you got. When I say you're all you got, like if the world is against, say if the world is against you, say if the world talking about you, teasing you, telling you that you're not going to do it, telling you that you're making mistakes, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't put your money in this, then who do you expect to lift you up? You got to do it. You are the only person that can be consistent in your life. Like, you're the only person that can never fail you. You can tell yourself that you're amazing, that you're confident, that you're a millionaire, that you're great, that you're beautiful, that you're handsome every single day of your life. You can say it every single day. You can say those words every single day of your life without fail. But if you wait on other people to say it, if you wait on other people's validation, they will fail you. And that's what most of us do, unfortunately. We forgot and we don't realize that we should be our biggest fan. It's you. It's not your mama. It's not your daddy. It's not your significant other. It is you. You have to learn to be your biggest fan. How do you do it? Stand up, go to the mirror, start talking to yourself. Tell yourself that you're amazing. Before you go to bed, tell yourself how wonderful you are. Tell yourself that you're getting better, that you're making progress. Tell yourself that you're going to work out tomorrow. Tell yourself that you're going to eat better. Tell yourself that you're going to be more positive. Just start talking to yourself. Okay? Put yourself in a better mood. That's your responsibility. Come to where value, if you're getting value here. Hey, folks, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and end this video, but I'm going to come back live again. I just want to make sure I post this. Can you show me some love? Hit the like button, hit the share button, and I'm going to come back in the next 5 to 10 seconds, okay? I love you. I'll be back soon. I want to finish this conversation, and let's go.